Today's Hot Country, 94.1 FM, WMIX. I'm joined in studio by a special guest, your local State Farm agent, Tony Will. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Glad to be here.
We are so glad to have you on. Of course, you're a supporter of so many things. And, you know, I came to Tony with an idea. We were planning on being out at the Jefferson County Home and Outdoor Expo this weekend on Saturday with WMIX. And I said, you know, we'd really like to be there on Friday night too, or at least maybe send one of our stations out there, if nothing else. You know, 106.9 WDML, that's our sister station behind me here across the hallway. And I reached out to Tony and I said, you know what, you're a proud supporter of everything in this community, the radio stations, also the Home and Outdoor Expo. Why don't we work together and we'll get one of our sister stations out there to kick off the party on Friday night. And Tony said, let's do it. And that's just the kind of guy you are. That's just the kind of thing you do. And the Home and Outdoor Expo is important in the community to you and to have everybody out there.
It is. I've actually been a vendor in the show for a number of years and was involved in part of the logistics of the show for a few years prior to that. So it has grown from its infancy when we started this thing out at the mall, and then it went to the airport. It's back at the mall, and I would say it's almost bigger than ever.
Yeah, it's over 50 vendors this year, and there's probably actually closer to 60 because they're adding in some food trucks and that sort of thing. So there's going to be plenty of home and outdoor. There's also going to be plenty of food and just a good time overall. Everything kicks off tomorrow. There's kind of like a ribbon cutting at 5 o'clock, right, Tony?
Yeah, the vendors themselves will all kind of congregate, and we'll have a celebratory ribbon cutting that kicks off right there at 5 o'clock. But the vendors will really start setting up this evening and even all day tomorrow. We've got one of our food vendors going to be out there tomorrow, Annie Ann's Pretzel Truck. She's going to be there from 1 to 8. And the proceeds from 1 to 8 are going to go to CASA of Jefferson County. So that's a neat thing this year. That's just Friday from 1 to 8.
Yeah, and then so that's kind of the first evening. You know, everything kind of gets kicked off and rolls through the evening on Friday. And then Saturday, it's all day, but everything starts in the morning with the pancake breakfast, too.
Yeah, this is something that we started a few years ago, and different organizations have picked that up. This year, it's going to be the YMCA of Jefferson mm-hmm. County. And so from 8 to 11, we're going to have a pancake breakfast. So come early. Get your belly full, and then walk it off around the mall, checking out all of the vendors there on Saturday.
He's actually brought a pair of pancake breakfast tickets to give away here, so we appreciate that. We appreciate the Jefferson County Chamber of Commerce for having us out there and involving this whole thing and allowing us to give some tickets away. But back to the actual expo itself. For you, you'll be set up there as well as a vendor, and you'll be there all weekend so people can come see you and learn a little bit more about insurance and what you do at State Farm.
Yeah, so it's it is a home and outdoor expo. There are a number of things regarding your home that need some insurance, and so we'll be there talking about that, and maybe even some of your outdoor toys that you might need to be checking out and talking about the insurance on that too. But but while I'm there, anything else that you might want to talk about that needs insured, we'll be there all weekend to talk about it. So. Yeah. And also, Jake's going to be there, too. So, Jake from State Farm, by the way.
Yeah,
so,
yo.
And so stop by my booth and get a picture with Jake. He's a little under the weather right now, so, you know, he may his throat's a little gone, so it might he might not be able to talk to us, but you can certainly get a picture with
him. Okay, all right. So he'll be quiet, but, I mean, you can be around at least.
You'll know what I mean when you see him.
Absolutely. Anything else going on this weekend? It's the 11th Annual Home and Outdoor Expo. Anything home-related, whether it's inside, outside, around the home, on top of the home, or, you know, coverage for the home and different things like that, that's the place to go this weekend at the Times Square Mall in Mount Vernon. Anything else we need to know about what you're doing or what we can expect this weekend, maybe for those that have never gone?
Yeah, one other thing I'd just like to share is, you know, we've got a lot of small businesses, big and small, that will be represented there. But this year, we've also invited some of our young entrepreneurs to be there, some of our CEO students
That's right.
and former CEO students, to showcase some of their ideas and their plans for their business. So they will be there as well. So there's something for everybody, and we look forward to have you bring your friends and your family. Come on out, get your belly full in one of the food trucks that are going to be there, or the pancake breakfast, and then walk it off, like I say, around the mall.
Yeah, absolutely. That's going on all weekend long. Everything kicks off at 5 o'clock tomorrow evening. Our sister station, 106.9 FM, WDML, will be live on location starting at 4. So they'll be telling you all about it over there, leading up to the actual ribbon cutting and opening ceremonies there at the Times Square Mall in Mount Vernon. And then it goes through the evening. What is it, 5 to 8 on Friday?
It is 5 to 8 on Friday. The actual show is 9 to 5 on Saturday. But I know many of the vendors will be there early on Saturday, so come on out.
Yeah, and the pancake breakfast, of course, will kick off at 8 that morning. We'll be broadcasting live alongside the pancake breakfast. I'm sure we'll be having ourselves some breakfast while we're at the Times Square Mall. Going on this weekend, Home and Outdoor Expo, and we appreciate Tony for coming in, talking about this. If you want anything and everything that involves State Farm or insurance or coverage, TonyWilt.com, or go see him over on South Water Tower Place in Mount Vernon. Or is White State Farm Jeep out front?
The White State Farm Jeep is on location today at WMIX, and it will be on location at the mall all weekend.
That's right. Where's Wilt? Where's Wilt? That's the game we play around Mount Vernon. Sir, we appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Thank you.